This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll have two weekly award winners stop by. Medicine Hat Tigers goaltender Mads Søgaard is the top draft eligible goaltender for the upcoming 2019 NHL draft. The Big Dane will join us in moments. Prince Albert Raiders forward Cole Fonstad is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. His efforts helped coach Mark Habscheid pick up his 500th career coaching win in the WHL. And all 22 WHL teams set to be represented at the 2019 Canada Winter Games in Red Deer. First up, Denmark native Mads Søgaard is making quite the name for himself in his rookie season. The Medicine Hat netminder picked up both the WHL Eli Wilson Goaltender of the Week award and the CHL honor as well. He's ranked third amongst goaltenders in North America for this summer's NHL draft, according to NHL Central Scouting. Legendary voice of the Tigers, Bob Ridley, has more.
Mads Søgaard with us, and Mads, of course, you were at the World Junior Championships with your native country, Denmark, and I know since you've come back from that, you're at the prospects game and all that kind of thing as you develop your skills for pro hockey someday. But in other ways, how do you feel you've really picked up your level of hockey?
I think it's, at the World Juniors, it was a tough pill to swallow that we got relegated and it was not what we expected going into the tournament, but I think I did a good job mentally of resetting when I got back and just focus on what I can control. And since I've done that, I feel like I've taken my game to a new level and just got better every day.
No question about it. Confidence is so important for a goaltender. Do you really have that burning confidence to carry the Tigers a long ways this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think... I feel like I can make every save and no matter what situation it is. So, I'm super confident in my abilities and just go out there and work hard every day in practice. And I think that what I really learned being here in the Western League is if you really work hard in practice over the week and get ready for the games, it goes over to the game too and you're ready and you feel good when the game starts. So working hard every day when you get to the rink and do not take any days off.
Going into the upcoming NHL entry draft, you're being looked at as maybe being one of the top three goaltenders here in North America. Is that kind of a real thrill for you?
Absolutely. It's definitely a huge honor to be that high on a list with so many talented goalies. So, it's been great. And as I've said before, it's all, the guys in front of me that do a great job of keeping most of the shots to the outside. And when they do that, it makes my job so much easier. And those couple chances there is every game, where they get some high quality shots. I feel like I've been there and I've been good and as I said, I'm just trying to build on it every day and work hard and get better every day.
Lots of good goaltenders here in the Western Hockey League, aren't there?
Absolutely. It's tough every night to get goals and at the same time, I'm trying to make it tough on the team we're playing against every night. So, I feel like I've been consistent over the year. Not so many ups and downs, just not any fancy stuff, just play my game and do what I can do, and it's been working so far.
For the Western Hockey League hockey fan, what brought you to Canada to play here in the Western Hockey League?
Well, I got a call this summer from my agent that he talked to Medicine Hat and my former coach was Mark Peterson, and he told me some stories from his time in Medicine Hat. So right away when I heard it, I got super excited, and it was definitely a place I wanted to go. And when I found out I got drafted by him, so happy and so honored to go to an organization like that and go to a league like that, because the Western Hockey League is probably the best junior hockey league in the entire world. So you know, to play against guys that's going to make millions in the NHL every night, it's exciting. It's also good competition for me, and you know, I feel like I can show every night that, you know, I can play like that and I can be one of those guys.
Glad to have you in the Western Hockey League, and I know the Tigers are just pumped that you're a member of their team right now, and all the best as we move forward here this year.
Thanks, Bob.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
5 goals, 3 assists, 3 wins, and 1 milestone victory. Prince Albert Raiders forward Cole Fonstad is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week, and Trevor Redden has more.
Thanks, John. Here in Prince Albert, I'm Trevor Redden, the voice of the Prince Albert Raiders, joined by the reigning WHL On the Run Player of the Week, Cole Fonstad. And Cole, it's been a real good run for you guys lately. I mean, 4 straight wins for the team, a sweep of the Central Division last week, but you particularly on that line for the most part lately with Noah Gregor and Ozzie Weisblatt. Just seems to be going in for you. How's it been feeling lately?
Yeah, it's been good. I think I'm getting bounces, and I think that comes with preparation and hard work, so it's nice to see it pay off. And yeah, I think our chemistry's kind of picked up after Christmas, and we just kept running with it, so it's been good.
Obviously, a breakout season for you last year leading up to the draft selection of the Montreal Canadiens, but maybe last year more of a playmaker, I think, at times with Jordy Stallard. A lot of his goals, you were the primary assist guy on it, but this year you've got a new career high in goals already, and you got a goal streak going right now heading into Wednesday night. Has that been a conscious decision, or is that just kind of deployment and how things are shaking out for you and turning into maybe a little bit more of a goal scorer this year?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of how it's going. I think I've definitely tried and shoot the puck a little bit more, but I still think I've been making plays. It's just maybe shooting the puck a little bit more, and yeah.
Is that something, did you work on the shot at all this summer, or is it just kind of a natural development here?
Yeah, I definitely worked on it quite a bit, and then just at practice you try and work on it and just get it off quicker and stuff like that, so yeah.
As for the team here in Prince Albert, I mean, the BC trip, pretty good, more wins than losses, but I think everyone could admit it could have gone a little bit better, and that run kind of from Christmas through January, a little bit up and down, but does it seem like things are getting a bit back on track here?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think we were very happy with our effort out in BC, and then obviously after Christmas we had a little rough patch there. I think we're starting to get back to where we were when we were on a big streak there, and I think the mood in the room is getting back to we're all confident in one another, and we expect to win every night, so yeah, it's been fun.
The Raiders were one of 3 teams, in, as well as Calgary, to be part of that Corral series this year. I think they haven't officially announced the demolition of that stadium, but last junior hockey games to be played in that building, maybe ever. A lot of quirks to that building, the old Oregon, the queen and her husband up in the rafters. From ice level, what was it like for you to play in that old barn?
It was different, but it was a lot of fun, obviously, to be the last game to ever play in there. It's pretty cool, and I guess the boards were a little different. You weren't sure where the puck was going when it was bouncing off, but it was a great experience for us, and we'll remember it forever. So
I think Ian Scott learned pretty quickly that there were some funny hops in that building. But then the next night, you guys come away with the 8-2 win Friday night in Calgary, and then Lethbridge Saturday night. From Friday, I know you had the player of the game top hat that the Raiders like to give out. What can you tell me about Saturday after the game and what went down with that that top hat on a big milestone night?
Yeah, I don't think anyone really knew much about Habby's 500th win. I think Puff told Pickle, and then he told me to give it to Habby because of that. So yeah, that's awesome for him. It's he's been in the league for a long time, and he's a great coach, and I think everyone respects him, so it's good.
You know, eighth coach ever to reach that 500 win milestone in the league. I mean, there's obviously great coaches everywhere you go in this league, but I know you touched on a little bit already, but what can you say about kind of developing under him and what he's been able to do here?
Yeah, I think it's been good for me personally, 3 years here. He's taught me a lot. I know I definitely wouldn't be the player I am or have gotten to where I have gotten without him. He's taught me a lot just about kind of playing away from the puck and how to get in the right spots without the puck to make yourself successful. And then I think just the relationships he builds with his players is something special. So, yeah, it's good.
All right, cool. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
78 WHL prospects will compete in the 2019 Canada Winter Games in Red Deer, February 15th to the 22nd. Saskatchewan will be represented by the most WHL prospects, with 20 players donning the green and yellow. Both Alberta and British Columbia will carry 19 WHL prospects. Manitoba boosted by 17. A pair of WHL prospects will also represent the Northwest Territory, with one more competing on behalf of the Yukon. All 22 players selected in the first round of the 2018 WHL Bantam Draft will compete for national supremacy in Red Deer, led by first overall selection Dylan Gunther, the Edmonton native, a first overall pick of the Edmonton Oil Kings. Team BC will be tough to beat, with five first-round selections, including fifth overall pick Logan Stankoven of the Kamloops Blazers. Saskatchewan will be anchored by third overall selection Nolan Allen of the Prince Albert Raiders and two other first-round choices. Finally, Manitoba will be fueled by three first-round selections, including Carson Lambos of the Kootenay Ice, who was the second overall pick in 2018. In fact, all 22 WHL clubs will enjoy representation at the Canada Winter Games. In fact, all 22 WHL clubs will enjoy representation at the 2019 event. Coverage of the men's hockey gold medal game will also be provided by TSN.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Kamloops Blazers have dipped into their prestigious alumni to bolster the bench for the rest of the season. Two-time Stanley Cup winner and winner of the 1992 Memorial Cup with his Kamloops Blazers, co-owner Daryl Sador has joined the team as an assistant coach as the Blazers push for the playoffs.
You know, my role would be just to kind of overlook things and oversee things and make sure that we are just another eyes on things. You know, I think the bench is tough to run with just two guys. There's a lot of things that you can miss. So with three sets of eyes and just bringing some of the experiences I have from the coaching standpoint to try and better everybody.
You speak of pride, and there's also the pride in that Blazer B. You know, you're a former player, a team owner. The team has struggled this season. How much of it is it trying to help this team, help this franchise out as well?
Well, it's huge, and I think, you know, the big things for me are communication, creating relationships with these kids. They want to learn. They want to get better and trust in each other. And I think the big thing is just accountability to each other, team togetherness. We've always strived on that and with the Blazer B, and was really reinforced when I was a Blazer on how close we were and how we worked as a team, and it didn't matter what the name was on the back. And that's an old cliche, but it's true to this day. And, you know, that's what we need to get back to.
Now, I've seen you break down video. You're always looking back on games like that. Do you have your own ideas and changes that you want to try to implement here to help this team along? Are you at that stage, or where do you expect that to fit in?
Well, you know, I'm a big guy, obviously developing under the coaching standpoint under Mike Yeo, and learning from guys like Rick Wilson and Ken Hitchcock. I'm big into details, and I think details go a long way. And I think that's one of the things that I'll be watching is just details and systems. You can have a lot of skill, and we've had experiences at the NHL level that we were not the most skilled team, but we were the more detailed team, and, you know, we made the other team look slow. So that's where I am with it. That's where I believe in coaching is obviously development, but it's details. And, you know, I'll hold everybody accountable for that.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say big thanks to Bob Ridley in Medicine Hat, the legend himself, and Trevor Redden in Prince Albert. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keith.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.